SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's a pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And in the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good afternoon. I'm here with Chef Stuart O'Keefe, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas in New York City. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm so used to the morning show.
I know. Yeah. It feels very late.
And I think I kept saying good morning all week. So Alyssa now has bolded this good afternoon here. So, but I still screwed it up.
And good morning, Guam.
I don't understand why Jim Thompson is here in the studio, but he's actually running the board. Is this like a teacher student evaluation day or something?
HR just wanted me to come in and be a little more hands on while you're here.
This is crazy. So, what is your title here at SiriusXM?
Vice President of Jeff Lewis HR situations.
That is a full time job.
No, you've got a big job. You have a very high position, but you're here running the boards, keeping your eye on me today.
Correct. And that is directly down from our head of human resources,
well,
or
this
people
will
in
be
culture, as we call
this
it.
This will be a very interesting show. It's probably the best day for you to be here.
I mean, this was truly at random. So
if I go off track, you can just, you know, just kind of smack me over the,
watch this train derail.
You got some duct tape there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk about Watch What Happens Live last night. I was on with Bethany Frankel, and there has been a lot of like rumblings and press and comments and
reaction
and reaction. Yes. And actually, it's not the reaction I thought it would be. I mean, there's a lot of I schooled Bethany and I handled Bethany and I put Bethany in her place. I actually don't see it that way. I've known Bethany for years. I've been on the show with her before. I walked into that studio knowing that this is the person I can have fun with. Yeah. I can throw, you know, in joking insults, I can, you know, poke the bear, and I know that she's going to come back, and she did.
Right, she's smart.
She is smart. She's smart, and she's quick. Well, you know, everything was fine when we left. In fact, I love to read texts and DMs.
And us there in the room, like, we know you, and we know how you talk and how you play. Like, none of us thought it was rude. It was just Jeff being Jeff.
It was playful. We thought it was a great show. And everybody was like, that was fun.
Like, I thought it was so funny last night watching it.
So I felt like she got the zingers in at me, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she came for me, too, which I loved. I was, like, loving it. And so after the show, she was very kind. She gave me this beautiful hand-painted Christmas ornament that she
from Italy.
That she had purchased in Italy. She gave Monroe a very thoughtful gift. It's, what is that thing called?
Squishmallow.
Squishmallow.
She loves it.
She loves it. She carries it around with her. She's been sleeping with it every night. So I sent her a DM. I said, hi, I loved seeing you last night. You made me laugh so hard. Thank you so much for the thoughtful holiday gifts. The ornament's beautiful. Monroe loved the pineapple. She slept with it last night, which is so cute. Thank you for your generosity, kissy face. She said, I'm glad she liked it. It was definitely interesting.
And that was our first inkling that something was weird.
I was like, what? And I just thought, that's a little chilly. But then, and I got a little nervous because, like, I hope she didn't feel insulted by me or anything like that. But then, I got back to her and I said, great show tonight. You're a TV gold. Happy holidays. And she said it was definitely good TV. I had a great time! Exclamation point. Well, then Shane alerted me to her podcast. Mm-hmm. What's her podcast called again?
Rewives.
And in the last, I think, 5 minutes, she
addressed,
was very forthright with her interpretation of me. And she said I was mean and I was nasty and I was toxic and all of these things. So I got back to her and I said, well, that's not what you said on your podcast. And then she she did said, I did have fun. It was an ambush light, but I can take it. I was laughing. You came in guns blazing, which is obvious to anyone watching. Not until I heard what everyone else thought did I process it. Okay, so it sounds to me we had a great time,
yeah.
And then people got in her ear, like her shit-stirring assistant, Taylor.
She said that. She said, I walked out feeling fine, and my assistant said this, and my daughter was right. there, and she yeah. was like, that guy was so mean to you. Like, and so then in the last 5 minutes of the podcast, she really said, like, he was nasty, he was rude, he was this.
She said, then she followed up, she said, but you had an axe to grind with me for reasons unknown. Maybe you and Andy wanted to come for me for a good show. So this is what I wrote to her. I said, I swear there was nothing behind it. I jabbed at you because I knew you not only could take it, I knew you would give it back to me, and you did so beautifully. I'm so sorry if I hurt your feelings. It was not my intention at all. As I've said before, I'm amused by you, and I think you're hilarious. So then she called me. She had right. my number. And we actually had a very nice conversation. We were in the green yeah. room. Mm-hmm. And I apologized. And I said, look, I have a very, I have no reactions. Like for me, like I keep a very straight
face yes.
when I'm coming at people. But I really, truly was joking. And
it's
like
a paralysis.
And
it's
made a resting bitch face. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You're such a bitch.
And I made it very, look, I made it very clear
so beautiful.
To her. Mm-hmm. I made it very clear that, look, please accept my sincere apology. This was not my intention. And I think we're good now. I think we're good. I think we buried it. And I was saying, we were talking about this. This is progress because I, thank
yeah,
God.
I was like.
Thank God I've had therapy.
Right. 5 years ago, you would have had a different phone conversation just now and you'd be saying something different on the air.
I would. I probably would say very nasty things. I probably would go after her publicly because I would have been hurt by the last 5 minutes of her podcast, which frankly, I said to her, I said, look, and this is true. I feel terrible. Like the last thing I would want to do is hurt you. Like I feel bad. She's like, I don't want you to feel bad. But you know, the problem is, you know, you get in your head because you start listening to all, mm-hmm. reading all the comments and all of that. I literally just came to have a good time. Yes, I have a very kind of, you know, no reaction, kind of cold face, but I really just was having fun.
That's the chemicals.
And that was it. And I think it could be. And you're right, it is. It's the fillers and the Botox. No one knows.
That's show emotion. You're
what does he mean by
because
that?
Because you're laughing, but we know you. And and listen, I was in the audience, and I'm a huge Bethany fan. I thought this was really fun. The two of you are a perfect match.
Yes.
And if I could quote Bethany back to herself, go with your gut. She walked out of there thinking that was great and fun and banter. And it's yeah. just when you start hearing the other people.
And I really I think that is the case. Yeah. Because even if you watch the show, her body language was so warm to me. Like yeah. she kept putting her hand on my yeah. knee and my leg. And like we were kind of leaning into each other.
She was
and
cool. You were
we were laughing together.
She came in and said goodbye yeah. to us in the green room after.
We told her about her price tag on her shoe. If we weren't fans, we wouldn't have told her about that.
So this is about what everyone else has said.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think we're good. I think we squashed it, buried it. And make sure to check out her podcast.
Rewives.
Check out the last 5 minutes today.
And watch her show on CNBC.
And by the way, I'm not one of those people like, take it out, edit it. I don't want that.
No.
You know what?
Let's send a cease and desist. Right. Let's start some shit. No,
I'll get the name of Chris's attorney.
Yeah.
but yeah, so I think we're good. And I don't care if people listen to it. And, you know, I've explained it. She'll probably go on her podcast tomorrow and say, I hope she does. And said, look, I called and work through this.
You had a real conversation. So it's fine.
And then I turned over to Stu and I said, you are so lucky that you didn't date me 5 or 10 years ago.
I was like, why? Like, what would you have done? You're like, oh, I would have burned the house down.
Yeah, I would have. Now,
I feel so lucky.
Yeah. We went to the circus last night.
The Big Apple Circus.
Yes.
And?
I will tell you, I splurged, got the extra, I got the VIP experience, which was another $30 a ticket.
It's a coat hanger.
Is that what they give? They give you a place to hang? No. They also give you popcorn, no?
Yes.
Cocktails?
Pinot Grigio.
It was great. The service was amazing. They were so good to us. They tended to us.
Mike, see
they
the circus. Let's just say
I mean, we were saying it's better than Soho House. It's better than Delta One.
Were you able to get drinks?
What?
Did you get drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Like martinis?
I have a membership to Big Apple Circus. I don't need Soho House.
Oh, what?
Do you really?
Part of the community.
They took good care of us.
Yeah, no, as soon as we walked in, the guy was like, oh, I'll cook you your hors d'oeuvres. Can I bring you a wine? I was
really?
Like, okay, can.
And how many were there? 5 of us?
Yeah.
So it was like another $150. And it was great because we were there like a half an hour before. They served us drinks. They served us apps. They gave Monroe popcorn, cotton candy, which she then threw up later, which is it's projectile. But she had a great time. And I think what made her sick actually was watching those trapeze artists, you know, swinging. I was feeling sick. Now, there was, as you know, Shane is not the best flirter, even though Ramona Singer has taught you to flirt effectively, but you have clearly...
It went out the window.
He was staring at Axel. Is that his name?
Yeah.
One of the performers, you mean?
He did balancing acts like he was on a skateboard. Like, what was he? I mean, you were just laser focused on him.
Well, I'm sorry I was being respectful to the performer. He was on his phone the whole time. And so I was just trying to be nice, give him some attention. He was really cute.
And he didn't have his shirt on.
What's the deal with you always staring? Do you do that on dates?
I don't know.
Do you just like sit there and just like stare and like speak?
No, I'm so fun.
All right, well.
But even Monroe said something.
Well, as soon as because he was cute. And so as soon as he walked out.
Because you brightened up. I saw you sit up in your chair. You brightened up. And then you did your laser focused creepy
peacock
stare.
She was like,
no blinking.
She was like, Shane, do you want to date him? I was like, yeah, I do. Hey, what's up?
I think that's okay.
I'm sorry I was respectful to the performer.
I mean, since we've been in this building, I've seen two very attractive people, and it's hard not to stare. It is when you see an attractive person.
You can't stare. You do with Lance and you walk away.
Sometimes I stop. And
I mean.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, look at your watch, look at your phone, do an activity, make it look like you were thinking of something else. That's happened.
Okay. That guy is cute, the one that was downstairs. Mm-hmm. He waved at me.
Oh, he did wave at you. Yeah.
You were staring at him.
He was like, why are you staring?
Yes. He was like, could you move aside? He was like, are you okay?
He wasn't waving. He was like, stop.
He was remembering his CPR. Like, what's the first move?
So, Doug, I imagine this would bother you. So, look, we were so comfortable in that VIP room. We waited until the very, very, very last minute. I actually think the circus had already started. Yeah. So we had front row, which is a mistake now that I've found out, which I'll tell you. If you're going to the circus, you do not want to be in the front row, and I'll tell you why.
Splash them.
But there was these white trash squatters that were in our row. And by the way, wouldn't leave willingly. And I didn't talk to them, but the usher was like arguing with them. They were in row 4 and 5. Their family was split in room 4. They moved because the circus started. So they just decided.
Yeah.
They just decided they're going to take row 1. So we had to stand there for 5 minutes while the usher argued with these squatters.
While they're doing the opening act. There's people performing feet away.
Sorry, Axel.
I was like, sorry, babe. Like, I'm trying to say.
That's terrible. So what happened?
Well, the usher got them to move,
yeah,
and then they split up. So there was maybe 7 of them, and I think there was maybe 4 in row 5, and then the rest was in row 4. But nice try, fuckers.
Nice try.
How far into the circus was this? Within the first 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
During the opening number. I
mean, they didn't waste any time grabbing row 1.
Because the truth is, for the house, it's better if it's full up front. I've been that person who sees an empty seat and will second act.
Of course you have.
I will second act from a better seat. But the ushers are okay with it. But not within the first 5-10 minutes. I mean, there's always a late seating opportunity.
Well, in hindsight, I would have rather have sat in row 4 or 5 because that fucking clown threw banana on me and he threw water on me. And I think it was because I was texting. Because then Kian was also texting and he made the motion in the show to Kian, like text, like the text motion.
I can't believe
text
you two.
While a show is happening, you put your phone
and you're in the
away
front row.
We could not have been closer to them, like closer than I am to you.
No.
Like it was like they were inches from us, and they're just on their phones,
just sending emails, texts,
Jeff TikToks. What night are we going to Luann? I'm like,
you're not special.
Shannon Bedore was texting me.
You can answer her in an hour.
That's true.
There was an intermission,
unless it's the hospital saying your kidney is ready. You cannot.
I thought it was
engage.
Low key. I had it down in my lap.
You're Honey, in the front
you can't
row.
Be low key.
Can I give you then one thing? If you are going to use your phone, do us all the favor of dimming your screen to the dimmest possible
That's
light.
What I should have done.
Yes.
Because that light was brighter than the
it
circus
sure
light.
It was up all the way. He was doing talk to text.
could just lower it down there on stage. I'm trying to text Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, period. Meet me at period. December 16, period.
I mean, come on. That's terrible.
You're right.
I was like, Axel, I don't know him. He's not my dad.
You deserve
I was
the
planning
banana.
The Countess Luann Cabaret pre-party. I'm like, bring Vicky. Yeah, of course she's welcome. Yes, you're right.
During the circus.
Yes.
Yes.
No, you get no sympathy from me.
Okay, the first act was what, an hour?
Yeah.
Then there was the 15-minute intermission. We went back to the VIP experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, what, another half an hour? It wasn't that bad.
25 minutes.
Monroe really liked it.
That's the important thing, right?
Exactly. Just buck up.
You know who didn't like it is Kian. Let me tell you what happened to him. Johnny Rocket, is that his name?
Yeah, the clown.
Creepy, creepy clown. Could you please do an impression of how he talks?
Hi, guys. So I want to join the circus.
And that, he did that the whole time.
Was it Jameson?
Never broke character. I said he sounds just like Jameson.
When did you get here?
Jameson, are you in New York?
No one has seen me and then at the circus at the same time. That is the rumor.
Okay, so there was this, I don't know what he was doing. He had these... he climbed this lamppost thing and he took out his underwear, Johnny Rocket. I thought it was inappropriate. Took out his underwear. He
rang them.
He rang them and water came down.
Was it water like he pissed his pants?
It was a bit. Like the thing was he had to climb up the pole. He got there. He's sweaty. So he pulls out a handkerchief and wipes his thing and then rings it out
and water goes on.
And then waves it and it's tidy white.
It's disgusting. But it gets worse. It gets worse.
Is it like yellow water? Like what?
On his way back to the stage, he took the underwear and put it over Kian's head and face.
That is...
And it was so disgusting. I thought you were going to punch him.
He deserved it. I'm going to be real.
And it smelled. It smelled moldy and mildewy and it was wet.
Eight shows a week. That's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, same underwear.
And then he came back and like hit you again. He was kind of one of those very physical clown.
Oh.
Physical comedy.
Yeah. Johnny Rocket.
Kian looks like that guy that you sort of want to do that to. That's what
I think. I just want to hit him in the face.
Underwear over his head.
Yeah, if I had to pull somebody out of the house to like, who am I going to fuck with? I would pick Kian.
To put your underwear over his head.
Well, I think he was in the front row. He was on the end, which I'll never do again at the circus.
And texting.
Actually, I probably won't go to the circus again. But if I did, it would never be front row on the end. And I'm not going to text because I think he was mad at you for texting too.
He was.
You were texting way more than me.
You guys are so disrespectful.
He disagrees.
All right, but he disagrees.
You were on Caroline Manzo's. Oh, but it hasn't aired yet.
It hasn't aired yet. No, so they shot it. They have to edit it. I'm thinking like 2 weeks.
Okay. She said until it's released. Next week. No, it'll be a little bit.
I mean, we got so drunk towards the end of it.
You did.
And we were doing these.
You?
That's
because,
crazy.
Because like her son.
For real?
Her son. What's her son's name again?
Albie or Chris?
Albie was making
what's his
cocktails.
Son's? You were there for like 4 hours. I don't remember the guy's name.
I would stare at both of them.
I'm terrible. Vesper cocktails with like the gin, vodka, the Blanc Lillet or whatever. Yeah. It was so tasty.
They're so gross.
I think I had like two or three. So four. Mugs. And then I had a glass of wine. They opened a bottle of Camus. It was so nice. Caroline had all this food for me and Amy.
That was last night?
And they were so casual. Like, they're like, you don't have to sit at the table. Sit at the counter. I was standing up eating, like, with my hands.
They didn't want you at the table. That's what it was, too.
They didn't even sit down. It was like the food was for us.
At the table.
It's called
it was
Food,
so delicious.
Love, and Chaos.
Yeah.
And it's Caroline's cooking show on YouTube. But I asked you, was it chaotic? He's like, the whole family was there. Everybody.
Lauren?
It is a train wreck. It is a train wreck.
It was so fun. And we were just like pissing our pants laughing towards the end of it, like all three of us. Amy was doing impersonations. She did an impersonation of Caroline to her face. It was awesome. It was really, really good fun.
Now, Cabaret Amy, how do they watch that again? Because that was really funny.
Yeah, you can still get the live stream tickets, I'm assuming, on Amy's Instagram.
I don't think you can.
Never mind.
Was on her show yesterday, and I think it was like a thing. You bought it on the day off, and then it expires 24 hours later.
Oh.
But she should find a way of maybe...
Oh, it's going to air on the channel, yeah?
Yes, it is.
The audio.
On Friday.
Okay.
The audio is, yeah.
All right, one other thing about the circus. Everyone knows that I love a little person. And Alan,
send me a photograph.
Because I said I wanted to bring him home because he was real handsome
and talented,
and a talented guy, but real good looking, like very proportionate. Like he was. You said something like spinner, which was rude, Kian. But I think he was only like 3 feet tall, but he was so proportionate, and he was jacked, and he had tats, and he had this handsome face, like this chiseled jaw. So I sent a picture to Stu, and I said, "Do you mind if I invite him home?"
Yeah, I see it now. He's a hot little person. Can I invite him over?
Was he in the circus or at the circus?
He was in the circus.
He was the host of the
show.
He's
real. You can't tell by that picture, but he's real handsome and real
too
fit.
Small.
And they showed a picture of him and his family. He has a hot wife.
Hot hot wife, and she's what would you say? You full, don't say normal.
Full size, honey.
She's full size. You don't say normal size. And he's got full size children.
Yeah.
And a good looking family.
Mm-hmm. He can do a split.
But I've aside from Peter Dinklage, I don't find myself drawn to little people often, but I was drawn to Alan.
Oh yeah.
I was and he, amazed by his talent, the way he was flying around.
He was good. He's great at
this. He's really, really good.
Trapeze.
I mean, we would just
okay.
break
can
him.
You just, I don't want
to. Okay. No. Jesus no, Christ.
No. You were doing well.
Yeah,
we,
sorry. Yeah,
Tim,
sorry.
Literally, we would take him home. Live text from HR.
I'm sorry. Tim's here.
That got him out of his chair.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I also want to mention when I was at Watch What Happens Live, Teresa Giudice was there. So we had pre-taped the day before. Yeah. I think Teresa was live. We pre-taped.
She was Monday. She was the first show Monday. You were on the second.
So I'm in my dressing room. I'm about 20 minutes from going on. And Teresa comes in. She looks amazing.
Gorgeous.
She was very polite. I want to start with that. She was very sweet, very polite. But she fucking came for me.
She sure did.
And she demanded an apology because of things that I have said on this show about Louis. And I honestly don't remember. And so I just kept saying, I am so sorry if I offended you or Louis. And I don't remember. And then thank you. And then she was saying, did you compare him to Jen Shah? I'm like, no, I don't remember doing that.
That means he did that.
I really didn't remember.
And just one thing. It was not 20 minutes before. You were being mic'd for sound. It was about 3 minutes before you were going live, okay. Going on the show.
She was lovely. She didn't get angry with me. I appreciated that she was very communicative. She told me how she felt. She told me how Louis felt. And I said, I really sincerely... This is an apology tour here in New York. Yeah. Really sincerely apologize. I'm looking for his DM.
Maybe that's what got you on defense because she came in and kind of asked for an apology.
She did.
So maybe
have
you
a
were
bone.
A little punchy.
She had a bone to pick.
She did. Well, Jeff. She yeah. said that she saw him in LA and didn't go up and say hi because she was like,
she was upset.
I was mad at you.
And you said, well, you know, we're like the same kind of thing. Like, if there's something you have to say, just tell me to my face. And she said, well, I'm doing it now. And that was when we were all like, sit down. Just
and
shut,
I did have
down.
To apologize. I'm going to say 25 times.
Yeah. Wow.
But I think we're good. And then her publicist was there and they have agreed to come on the show. I said, bring Louis on the show. If he's got an issue with me, fine. And then Louis was very, very much a gentleman. He sent me a very nice DM that he's looking forward to meeting me. And I said, I'm sorry. And I think we're good. I'm sorry.
Great.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm hurt. I'm sorry.
I'm hurt.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm hurt. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a quick break.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Chef Stuart O'Keefe, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. I also want to promote Chef Stew's lovely seasoning,
hey.
Which you can basically use on anything.
Anything.
Except
steak.
For sushi.
not sushi. Like, yeah, it's a good topping. You can put it in your dressings. Put on all food, vegetables, shrimp, popcorn. Jeff loves it on popcorn.
Scrambled eggs, baked potatoes.
Now, it's not spicy. There's a slight heat to it. But yeah, it goes on everything.
Oh,
guys,
I love
just
a
get
spicy
it.
Meatball.
It's just so
I thought I wanted a spicy meatball.
Who is this?
Wait, is that where Alyssa? That from?
Is that spirit?
Who is this Irish spirit talking to me? Oh, I want a spicy seasoning.
Oh, it's Fortune Feimster.
What? No, this is not a Fortune Feimster.
That's a terrible accent.
Yeah, she's gone to Jamaica by way of Dublin.
Come on.
That's
right,
a little mermaid
Dublin
crap.
To Kingston.
Fortune, is this how we're doing our dinner, finally?
We have to plan this dinner. I'm so happy you two are not on a pause.
Yay!
Let's get this dinner going, baby!
Get it on the books.
Well, Spirit says buy lovely seasoning.
Mm. That's right.
At shop.chefstewart.com. The lovely seasoning is $18 a bottle, right? But you can, if you buy a bundle.
Buy the bundle because it's the same cost of shipping.
Because you make more money? Buy the bundle because Stu makes more money if you buy two.
But you save a few dollars on the two, and the shipping's the same price as if you buy one. So I always think buy two. It makes sense.
To buy a dozen.
Buy one for you and one as a gift.
Well, I'm glad I could do the Lord's work. Now that everyone has their spice of seasoning, I'm going to go to the rainbow.
Oh, Jesus.
Bye, guys. Oh, Fortune.
Okay. How is the teacher-student evaluation going?
Not great.
Okay. Not well, bitch.
This is a note from HR.
No.
Little people are not, they are people. They're not a pack of matches that you take home.
Wow.
He's so cute, though. Could put him right in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're still doing it.
Oh, sorry.
It was a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. That's directly from HR.
Shout out LPs.
Okay.
Can I say one thing about the Watch What Happens show last night, which I thought was really funny, was when Bethany turned to Jeff and was like, oh my God, like, could you imagine if we were like on a show together? And Andy's like, you are on the show.
Yes.
Yes, we kind of got caught up in our...
It was so funny.
Thanks, Stu.
All right. I'm reluctant to do this, but it looks like we have another episode coming up of Los Hombres y la Bebé.
Today, Los Hombres y la Bebé.
Ay, Dios mío.
All right. As you know, Gage did... Well, some of you may know. Gage went on another Insta rant. Was it yesterday? He was traveling yesterday.
Yeah.
They go on for a long time, like hours.
Well, he loves a video. He loves a story.
I personally like to watch movies on the plane. It's I check out. I order a Bloody Mary. I don't read, but I do watch TV. Gage likes to get on the Instagram, and he loves to answer questions.
EMAs? Ask me anything.
So look, I wasn't going to address it, but he feels very, very powerful at this moment, and I think I need to take his power away from him. He is holding something over my head, and I think it is not why I haven't responded, because I'm very upfront and honest on the show. I will tell you, I'm going to respond to some of the things that he said. So we did go out to dinner after Thanksgiving. It was the Friday after Thanksgiving. It was a daddy-daughter pre-planned dinner. We had a great time. The next day... We got along so well that the next day I had talked to him about, I don't know, pickup or whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm just home tonight, whatever. I'm like, I was just going to go to take Monroe to the Palm. You want to come with us? So that's why we ended up going two nights in a row. Okay. I was with him for 10 years. Okay. I was very much in love with him. I can't just shut that off.
Of course.
Right. What I can tell you is that, you know, I know that it won't work. We tried it again. It didn't work. I really don't want ill will. I don't want to fight. I actually really would like to be friends. However, when we are sitting together and I do feel nostalgia, I do start thinking about all the great times that we had together. But I'm constantly reminded why it won't work. Because what happens is, I get into a vulnerable place where I might say something emotional, like sometimes I miss this or remember this, remember that. And he's very cold. He just doesn't. And it's like, look, do I think he's a robot? No, I just don't think he allows himself to go there, to go deep. And I get reminded, like, okay, you may haven't done the work. You know, that's what I'm thinking to myself. It's my opinion. Maybe he has. But I feel like he hasn't done the work. I have. And I'm a very different person today than I was when we dated. Okay. We did have drinks. I didn't drive. I had a driver because Monroe was with us. There was some flirting. There was flirting. And it wasn't testing the waters. It was just kind of like, I didn't expect anything to come of it. Nothing like that. He's smart because he did flirt with me, but he doesn't put it in text. I do. So there were three things that I said that were inappropriate. And Stu knows. And so the reason Stu knows is because he and I had an issue a few weeks ago with information that was said in a text that wasn't brought up to me. And I had discovered it. And so after I had texted, and I'll tell you what I said, which is embarrassing, but after I texted it, it was maybe 24 hours later, I realized, you're a fucking hypocrite, Jeff, because you just got on Stu about this and you just did the same thing.
That's right. Okay.
So I called him up. This was before Gage and I, before it went off the tracks. I never thought he would share it. I never thought he would hold it over my head or control me with it or anything. And I said to Stu 24 hours later, I said, I made a big mistake. This is what I said. I'm really sorry. It was inappropriate. And you said, do you want to be with him? And I said, I don't want to be with him. That relationship is over.
Right.
Nothing happened. Nothing will happen. Okay. You know, when you have a couple drinks, this is embarrassing. And the reason I have to say it is because I'm afraid he's going to release the text. So I have to say it.
You want to get, okay.
Ugh.
Okay. I told him I missed his ass. Okay, so that's what I said.
Can't look at you.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay, Alyssa's on the floor.
I know. It's like
he has a nice ass. I'm sorry. God. So do you, Stu. Great, you have a great.
I'm sorry.
Just text me
I'm
when
sorry.
You get horny.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I said it.
I'm shocked.
Barry misses your ass.
Yes, I said
okay,
three
let's
things.
Let's get to the other ones.
Okay. I may have tried to solicit oral sex.
Oh,
sure.
So, here's the thing. He's got a great ass. I got a great dick. So that's that's kind of what happened.
Okay.
I don't think that. And it was inappropriate, Stu, and I apologize to you. And I'm not.
At least it's not awkward with your boyfriend sitting right here.
We talked about it.
We talked about it. And then I said something about being a sexy guy, too. So those were the three things.
Okay.
So if he releases those texts, that's what it is.
Okay.
I don't want him to have power over me anymore.
You've taken
that don't
away.
Want him to have control over me. Say whatever you want, tease me, whatever. It's out there now.
Yeah.
Do what you have to do. If you want to release the text, those are the texts. And I think I said, you're a sexy guy and I'm not dead or something like that.
Right.
You think I have no game is what you said.
I was like, God, they're the text messages. I'm like, my text would be way better.
And way worse.
Yeah. And probably way worse. No, but in all fairness, he told me. And I think when you told me, I was kind of like, you idiot. I mean, what the fuck did you send him those messages for? Because now he has those messages and the way he goes on and stuff like that. So I was like, look, and I said to him, I said, look, do you want to be with him? Tell me if you do. Let's have this conversation. And he's like, no. He's like, every time I go to dinner, I realize every single time, no.
I want to be his
and
friend.
So
I do.
So I'm so secure.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm just secure with
you
my relationship with him.
I'm hurt.
So... the text didn't, it was kind of it was a bit of a sting, but I was just kind of this isn't going to
break
us.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what? I'm shocked. I'm sorry.
But of course you would like to be able to go out and have the three of you together. That's nice. With Gage and Jason.
And you have to co-parent. So he's not going to disappear from your life, but he should disappear from those texts.
And he is right that, because now it's out there, the court had ordered me to pay $2,500 a month. This was evaluated during COVID. When my income was lower. And so I have voluntarily from day one doubled during COVID, I voluntarily doubled the child support to $5,000. And that's what I give him every month. He says that he saves it in trust for Monroe. I don't think that's the truth.
Is it for the, question here. Is it for the parent or is it for the child?
It's for the child. It's not spousal support. It's child support.
You don't have to submit receipts though. You don't have to say
no.
It went to this dress or this school or whatever. Okay.
I also had told him, I talked about it on this show that I wanted to, we were together for 10 years that I wanted him to walk away from the relationship with something so that I had told him I was going to give him a down payment on a house. There was a loan And I intend on honoring paying that loan back. It's nowhere near the money that I told him I'd give him for the down payment. So just so we're clear. So I'm just trying to think what else. Oh, his celebrity crush is Shawn Mendes. Monroe told me. So every time he plays coy and says he has a crush on a celebrity and he saw him at the gym, it's Shawn Mendes.
Don't blow up his spot, Jeff.
Isn't that everybody's celebrity? You've mentioned. He's too young for me.
No.
I don't even know who it is. But
I saw him on the street.
He's too twinky.
Yeah, he's so cute.
But look, we can joke.
People love him. I know.
Look,
it's funny.
We can joke about this. I was wrong. I was out of line. I was inappropriate. I should have never sent those texts. And it was very disrespectful to Stu. And I apologized.
I'm sorry.
24 hours. 24 hours after it happened.
Yeah.
So this was not as a result of me thinking I was going to get caught.
Right.
That was thank God I told Stu. Thank God, because otherwise we'd have a real problem.
So, you know, and you're going to fuck up again because we all know you will and we all will.
Yep.
And now you know you've done this route and you feel good.
He implied that I wasn't, he said something, you know, snarky that I wasn't going to give him the money. I am going to give him the money. I would have given him the money before. But I guess in my mind, the justification was his shenanigans cost me $250,000 in attorney's fees, which is considerably more than what I had owed him. So what happened was flipping houses, needed cash. I'm like, hey, can you lend me this? But then he was so, like, he was like on a suicide mission with those attorney's fees. And I felt like I'm just going to fuel your war against me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I waited to start paying him back. And I did start paying him back. But I will give him the money. Now, will I give him the $250,000 I told him? Probably not now. But I will pay him back. That's the right thing to do. I want my side of the street clean. And I've also told him too, I'm like, as I do better and well, we all benefit from this. You benefit, Monroe benefits. So I will throw him money here and there, regardless of how he treats me, because I want to be able to sleep at night. I want to be able to do the right thing. So that's where we're at. Hopefully I'm hoping this squashes the Insta rants, but it may not. Now, Stu, I have instructed Stu. I believe they are on the same flight on the way home.
Just Gage and Stu, not us.
Not us.
Lunch.
I've instructed Stu, if he starts up, to grab his phone and take his phone from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bump into him. I'm like, you just bumped into each other. We just having first, lunch at the lounge.
First ask if you could switch seats. Can I have your window seat? That's how it'll start.
All right, so left turn. That was a wonderful episode
well, thank
of
you
Los
for
Hombres y La Baby.
Gracias for sharing that with
it's
us.
Deep.
I'm sorry.
This apology tour is good. That's the third one.
Yep. Oh, third oh, one yeah. today.
Today.
Bethany, Therese.
Did I apologize to Dorinda this morning? No, she apologized to me. She said, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry I couldn't be there today. I'm sick, whatever. I'm at Bluestone Manor. I said, she's like, you're going to have me back, right? I said, absolutely. I think I'll be back in January. Please come back on the show. I love Dorinda.
Great.
So does that complete the apology tour?
So far.
Yeah. Can I add one?
17 minutes.
While you're at it, you might as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The little people?
No. There are a lot of men in the LA studio afraid to go to the bathroom because you're publicly wanting to get rid of the partitions between the urinals.
Well, he said he has a nice dick.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Tasty.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stu, you took it too far.
That was disgusting.
Can we move Stu, on, take please? It back. Can we move
oh,
on?
That's disgusting.
Hey,
okay.
Oh, Jeff, by the way, I think I have sex. Is it sexomnia?
Sexomnia?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have sexomnia.
Okay. Like, okay.
Just be careful.
So I woke up this morning.
Okay.
No underwear on. Went to bed with underwear.
It was on Kian's head.
Woke up, no underwear.
I have sexomnia.
Did you do stuff to me last night? He's like, I think I did. I'm like, I don't remember.
Sexomnia, honey.
And he's a heavy sleeper.
I always sleep with underwear on because he makes me
comfortable.
Yeah, I know. Sexomnia, honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we should take a break now.
Yeah.
Something.
Why don't we do that? We'll take calls.
We are back and we are taking calls.
So, Stu, do you want to take a call?
We're going to take a call. Emily in VA?
Where's that? Virginia.
Virginia.
Commonwealth.
Emily.
Hi, Jeff Stu.
Hi.
Jeff Stu and everyone else. I was Jeff Stu's number one groupie at BravoCon, and I'm holding my lovely seasoning in my hand right now.
Yes. Do you like it?
y'all are all together. But my comment is, this is awesome. Adult behavior, having a conversation, Jeff, sharing the text, admitting what you did wrong. I feel like secrets and lies are so much more harmful than just being honest about being a human being. You engage, have a past. Sue understands that. And I think being direct and saying I fucked up is the smartest thing you could have done. Let's move on. Don't make it the important thing. He's not important. Sue is. So I love you guys, and I'm so happy for you.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for calling, Emily.
She'll take her answer offline.
That was Emily?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Virginia.
Okay. She thinks you're a brilliant
adult. You're doing a good job. It was good that you came forward. You mentioned it all is what you did, and that's good.
Oh, thank you, Emily. Lynn in Atlanta. Sorry, I was in the bathroom, Emily.
Waiting for someone to come.
I can't believe I'm talking to you again. I'm so lucky. I was watching last night, and my husband came in from a dinner at work. And I said, watch this. He's given her so much shit. So just so you know, some people who know both of you knew that you were just think, and it was hilarious.
I thought it was. I had a lot of fun. I love playing with Bethany. I just think she's too in her head right now with all these comments.
With the other people talking to her.
And by the way, I probably get just as many negative comments as she does.
I hope so.
Always, all day, every day. And you can't let that shit affect you.
No, right. No. Well, and I'm sure she probably saw like the blogs and the tweets. Like, there's it's going around Jeff owned her, and it was
all this stuff.
That's not true. She held her own.
And
with
don't
me.
Believe the press, like what's written about you. You don't believe that.
Like, Bethany snapped back like really good zingers to Jeff. Like, you know, and Jeff just like laughed them off. It was great.
No, I was like turned on. I loved it.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
I like that.
And the ice. I mean, all that shit is real.
Was that real?
All of it.
I didn't want to ask her. I was too embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, that. Yeah.
Is that real?
I don't. Of course.
Is that
it's
real? Nice to meet you, Bethany. those
I'm
real
sorry.
Diamonds.
Spirit wants to know. It wasn't me. Spirit wants to know.
Thank you for calling, Lynn. Donna in New York. Hi, Donna.
Doctor.
Hi.
It's Dr. Donna.
Yes, Donna Marie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, listen, Jeff. When Teresa Caputo was on the other day,
yes,
I could hear in your voice kind of that you didn't want to hear what she has to say about your mom. But this is just to let you know, it was so wonderful that she was able to let you know things. And I hope it made you, you know that she's up there looking down at you and she's so proud of you.
Thank you for saying that. And I consulted another medium a couple months ago, and I said, and who was talking to both my mother and my grandmother, and I don't know if I said this on the show, but she said that my mom really likes Stu a lot. My grandmother thinks I can do better. but no one would be good enough for me in her eyes. I will tell you, I've been thinking about that reading because some people, you know, they want to discredit that, you know, they don't understand or, you know, or they fear it. And I will tell you, there's things that I've realized. She kept talking about my mom's leg, and it was many years ago. You have to understand, my mom died when I was 18. She had a tumor that was pushing against the nerves in her leg, and as a result, she was bedridden. And it took me like a few hours to realize exactly what she was talking about. So she was bedridden. She could only really get around by wheelchair. And that was what she was talking about with the leg. The other thing, too, is she kept talking about the blanket. My mom would always do like knitting, and bake these like beautiful blankets and pillows and all of that. And I think that's what she was referring to.
And in the break, she said blanket, but also it's connected to artwork, and she gave you that piece, and that kind of helped you put it together too.
Yeah, because some people were talking about whether or not it was my Nana, my Snoopy, or my blanket, because you know they took it away young. Right. But I don't think it was that, because she had mentioned the artwork part.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I could have been more, I guess, clued in to what she was talking about, because I think she's the real deal.
Right, but you could also do a private thing. It doesn't have to happen live on the radio. You just have to, you'd have to pay her.
I did want to ask you about that private terminal that you did.
Oh, the private suite at LAX. That was, I can't believe
what is it called?
It's called private suite. I think online they're reserve PS. So that you drive it, and it's like these Jurassic Park gates. You go through them.
You don't go near the airport at all, right?
You don't go into the airport.
No.
And then they all wear these like sort of Prada suits, and they wear headsets.
So nice.
And I gave my name. They're like, oh, Mr. Budin, the team is ready for you. And then they escort you into this salon. There was caviar and champagne. There was a avocado toast with a poached egg. And you just hang out. And then they take your ID. And then when you're ready to board, she goes, okay, Mr. Budin, we're ready. You go into this. There's like a TSA guy who's just sitting there.
Ugh.
He does your TSA. If you're traveling internationally, he'll do your customs.
Is he thorough? Can I get through with my gummies?
Totally. I mean,
okay,
was,
good.
I have. If you have TSA pre-check, it was just, I went right through. And then the actor Bill Nighy, not the science guy, he was there. And then we both got into a car and they drove us on the
tarmac. Did you tell him about Friends? Your Friends episodes?
I didn't need to. We talked a little bit about you. In fact, he's a fan of SiriusXM and
shout
Radio
out.
Andy.
Wow.
He was the coolest, nicest guy. So we were driving on the runway, you know, to the plane. And I said, how fucking crazy is this? And he said, I'm so glad you said that. I've been sitting back here trying to be cool. This is unbelievable. He was really, really nice. And then they bring you to the stairs on the jetway, and you walk right in the plane, and they give you a shopping bag with a whole meal that's packed for you, and then they're going to pick me up on the way.
Well, I wonder, we should look into pricing, because I've got Gage's down payment to spend.
Yeah.
Maybe we can...
It is expensive. It is something that I could never afford
to do. It's a yearly membership, and then it's like per time as well.
I think you can also just do it as a one-off.
Okay.
And if you have the money, I would say do it.
I do.
Reserve PS... unbelievable!
Say, like, it's like $2,500.
No, it's less than that.
It's less than that.
I think it's $995. Then there's a more exclusive thing. Prince Harry and Meghan were there. There's actually a private suite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's five. You know, well, you know,
you
I've
were
met
the
his
same
brother.
Building.
I've met his brother before. The Prince William I've met before.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ask her if her jewelry was real?
I didn't. I wish I had. I really wish I had. But they have this like a private room where it's just you, and then they drive you alone. Like I was driven with somebody else, but if you're in the private $5,000 room, you're alone. It was, and then the people were so nice. I was, you know, I was like fangirling out. They were
really
nice. Did
you tip people?
Yes, I did. I tipped. I was going to get. So the guy that drove us to the plane, I had a $5 bill in one pocket and a $10 bill in the other because I didn't know which I was going to do. And then Bill Nighy gave him a 50. So then I was like, hold on.
Put your hands together.
You were going to give him $5?
Just, all he did was drive us to the plane. I gave the server 20 and I gave the woman who sort of guided me
20's
through.
Good. 20's good.
The woman who guided me through, I gave her 20. When Bill Nighy gave the driver 50, I was like, hold on. I have the wrong thing in my hand, and I ended up giving him a 20 also.
All right, real quick, we have 2 minutes. I just want to once again promote Spirit wants you to go to shop.chefstuart.com now. There are lovely seasoning bundles. You have books for sale.
Books. You can buy the seasoning with the cookbooks. I signed them all. I shipped them all out.
And Spirit wants you to buy more than one.
Yeah. Spirit says get the bundle because it makes more for me.
Again, one for you, one for you, one for a gift. I use it and love it, Stu. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, I'm fine. Once again, Stu, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm shocked. Surprise.
The password is I'm happy.
All right, have a great day, everybody.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.